Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're on track with Reverend Henrietta Byrd. Thank you for listening this evening. This is Sunday, May 3rd, and it is the first Sunday of the month. And as we do every month this year, 2009, we check to see if we are on track. On Track is a program geared to keeping us focused on our goals and our dreams and our intentions. And we take this particular month to honor those who brought us here, those who used to keep us on track, our mothers. And because next Sunday is Mother's Day, we thought that we would honor mothers this Sunday. On Track is one of the programs that's offered by the International Black Summit talk show. And we thank you for listening. Our call-in number tonight is 646-716-9827. 646-716-9827. I am your host, the Reverend Henrietta Byrd. Tonight we decided that we would take a different approach to Mother's Day, and we would take time to listen to some of the adults whose parents or whose mothers have transitioned. This program is really dedicated to not only to the moms that have transitioned, but also to the children of the parents who have transitioned. And around this time of year, there's just an automatic sadness or, mild depression or whatever. So in a conversation I was having with some friends of mine, I decided that I would take this Sunday and give the people a chance to hear some of the ways that those of us whose parent has transitioned, how we celebrate our mothers rather than to mourn them. So sit back and enjoy. We have many people on this evening to share their different ways of celebrating. There are people who every Mother's Day or on birthdays, they go to the cemetery and they celebrate. There are people who used to go to the cemetery every Mother's Day, every Memorial Day, and then people are telling me now that they don't make those visits as much as they used to. But one of the traditions that I observed at the cemetery one time Puerto Rican, people of Puerto Rican, of the Puerto Rican culture, is that they fix dinner, they get champagne, and they sit at the cemetery, they play cards, they have a party. And that is, a major way, and they stay all day. And I know also another culture, a gypsy culture, they do the same thing. They dance, they sing, they fix all kinds of food. They share food with other people who come out, to put flowers or whatever on the graveyard. So there are many, many different ways that people celebrate their mother. And we'd like to offer just some of those suggestions today for people who are going through this experience. Before we get into the sharing from other people, I would just like to, first of all, say Happy Mother's Day to everyone, and also to acknowledge those who are caring for their ailing or elderly parents. because that's a major issue. And not issue, but that's a major job that people, you know, have to do when they, you know, as they grow, they one of the things that we have to do as adult children is to care for our parents. And we can find a lot of joy in doing that if we're kind of prepared for certain things. And I guess preparation is just simply to be prayed up. You know, is to look at it as an opportunity to give back to someone that has given so much to you. And so we, you know, we want to acknowledge the people, men and women, who are caring for their elderly parents or just, you know, just taking care of their parents. You know, a lot of people are making the decision now to move in with their parents so that it just makes it a lot easier, or the parents move in with them. And we're kind of moving forward, for lack of a better term, to the way it used to be, where the parents kind of live with their adult children. And that's really, really nice, because, you know, then it's just a more comfortable knowing that your loved one is being taken care of. So as we salute moms tonight, we want to just think a little bit about some of the times, the good times that we shared with the people, you know, that we call mom. Whether it's our biological mother, whether it's our adopted mother, whether it's an aunt, a grandmother, or whomever, we just like to pay attention to them tonight and think about, just take a moment to think about some of the wonderful times that we have with them. Also, I'd like to say that this is the International Black Summit Talk Show, and you're on track with Reverend Henrietta Byrd. The International Black Summit sponsors a major event this year, an annual event that takes place in London, England this year. And we would like for everyone to go to blacksummit.org and, you know, take a look at the event, our vision, our, you know, everything that we're about. There are summit shares from now until in different cities. There's one coming up in Atlanta, you know, and you can go online and they'll let you know.
Henrietta?
Yes. What else is going on? Yes.
Yes. Hi, Henrietta. This is Takesha.
Hi, Takesha.
Yes, I'm on board, and I wanted to let you know you have at least 5 callers.
Okay.
And they're waiting. I said 3 of them with their hands up.
Okay.
Let me just give you a little a heads up on who might be on the line. You have 773-562, and then you have 773-259.
Okay.
Those two have their hands.
Okay.
And then we have listening, area code 347-995, and another 773-401. So
okay.
Just let me know when you like me to start bringing in folks.
Okay, I sure will. Takesha, thank you. Takesha is one of our summit people, and she's in New Orleans, and she's helping with the she's assisting with the switchboard tonight, so I appreciate you so much. As I was saying, go to blacksummit.org, to the website, and you can see all of the events, and we'll talk more about them a little bit later. So I'd like to open the conversation tonight with one of the, with a question. which is think about one of the funniest things that ever occurred with your mom. Something funny, something hilarious, if you can. Just, you know, think about that, and we'll get to the mushy stuff a little later. But I'd like to start off with something funny that you can remember. And can we take one of the callers to Keisha?
Okay. We're going to start with 773-562. You're on the air. Just a moment.
Hello?
Yeah, she's not on yet. Okay, hello. Here you go.
Hello?
Yes, do you have a funny moment for us?
Which number? Is it me?
Yes, it's you. You're on.
Hi, Henrietta. This is Val.
Hi, Val. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
That was your husband at that 562. I don't know why he couldn't get through.
But, okay.
Something really funny, huh? My mother
would
talk to me with the first thing that came to my mind.
Say it again.
I say my mother would kill me if she knew the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh,
but,
okay.
My mother could make you laugh with her laugh, though.
Okay.
You know, and so anytime she told a story or anything, you know, that made her laugh, she just had a contagious laugh. And I know something that she would do when she would laugh really hard was pass gas. Mama, forgive me, but I know you can't see me right now. So, you know, and then if we were in other company, you know, where that wasn't the proper thing to do, you know, she would play it off, and I would just be dying. Me and my brother would be dying laughing, you know. She'd play it off like nobody could hear it, you know. But that's one of the funniest things that came to my mind.
Okay. Tell us your mom's name.
Annette Moore.
Annette Moore. So we just want to send some love to Annette Moore today. And that was funny. That was really, really funny. Tell me, Val, about when you think about your mom, you know, how do you celebrate? And is my husband on the other? Is he there? What's his number again,
He's
Val?
He's not here with me. He's 562-773-562.
Keisha, do you see a 562 number?
No, he was here. And
okay.
So call back
okay.
in, 773-562.
Right, and the calling number is 646-716-9827.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me 646-716-9827. Okay. Now, Val, tell me how you celebrate. How long has it been since your mom made her transition?
February 2001.
So it's been 8 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're laughing.
Yeah.
And you're laughing, okay? And tell me what you would say to people who's maybe, you know, mom just made their transition recently or this year, or, you know, or people who just kind of, you know, this is a rough time for them around Mother's Day. What would you say to them?
I guess I would say, for me, it's something that you don't get over. You adjust. You know,
okay.
You adapt. You
uh-huh.
know, if you think too hard on it, it's going to take over. You know,
mm-hmm.
try to think on the good things. And as time goes by, that becomes much easier.
Okay.
I've noticed from talking to people that it's different for everyone, the period of time that you go through, you know, the transition of that transition.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was about 3 years, and I had to tell myself, okay, it's time, you know, because I realized that it was making me sick not letting her go,
okay.
You know. So I had to make that adjustment. But if I allowed myself to still think about her not being in this physical presence with me, then it would take me over.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would tell people to focus on the positive things, you know, with her, and just allow yourself to experience whatever it is and grow through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I thank you for sharing that with us.
Henrietta?
Yes.
Yes, 562 is back with us. And
okay.
We have another new caller, 773-752.
Okay. Okay, let's take the 562 call.
You're on
the air. Hello, my husband.
Hey, darling, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Valerie is his sister, and so we're talking about your wonderful mom right now. Okay, tell us a funny story.
It's really funny that you say that, because the funny story that pops into my mind is something that I don't know that I necessarily want to say on the air. it was hilarious. The situation was hilarious. My sister, it involves bodily functions. I think that'll be good. Hilarious.
That is really funny. Okay. Okay.
I keep trying to remember something else funny, and that's the thing that keeps popping into my head. But
because that's funny.
Motorcycles. Motorcycles was involved. I'm going to leave it at that.
And tell me how it's been 8 years, right?
Yes.
It's been 8 years, and you can laugh, and, you know, when you think about her, you think about what?
Well, something funny, and I came in at the tail end of my sister's conversation with you, but it's been, and I think I mentioned this to her too, it's been up until this year that I finally started to remember the good things. For the longest time, it was when I would think about her, it was the 2-year process of her leaving here physically.
Okay.
And that's the thing that stuck into my head. And this year, actually, it was I remember her smile. I remember everybody telling me about her smile. I remember the way it looked. And it just took 8 years for me mm-hmm. to really come to terms and be happy, you know, about what I'm thinking about her.
Okay. And do you think it takes as long as it takes? Because I, you know, people say that, and I've experienced it myself. It just takes however long it takes. Or
I
do
think
you
it
think
takes,
that there's something, you know, like Valerie mentioned, you know, where she just decided, you know, where you have to say, okay, now, enough. I've heard people say that, you know, I just have to stop. You know, I had to just get a grip, you know. Or I cried. I've been crying for 2 years now.
Well, I still have moments where, you know, I'll get teary-eyed. But I think that's natural, and I think what you're saying is true. It takes as long as it takes, and it's mm-hmm. different. I heard my sister say that it's different for everybody, and I definitely 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that I was just wallowing in grief. I
mm-hmm.
just, and it wasn't that I didn't accept the fact that she was gone. It's just that the other memories just weren't there to me. You know, it just,
okay.
It took as long as it took for me to start to remember, you know, us having fun and dancing together and just her and I dancing, and her teaching me how to dance, and teaching me how to sew, and, I mean, you know, all different things just started to pop into my head, and it's only been this year.
Okay. And so let's talk about some of the things that you learned from your mom. You mentioned dancing and sewing, you know, and those are major because he's an excellent designer, by the way. And those are two wonderful things because those are two things that won't ever leave you, dancing and sewing.
Very true.
I mean, really, you know, one helps you make money and one helps you spend it. You have something to do when you go out, but that's great. Val, what did you learn from your mother?
From my mom, I learned how to be a beautiful spirit. I think I have a beautiful spirit, and my mom did, and I treasure that because, you know, a lot of people can't say that, you know, and I mean, and it's not something I try to do. It just came naturally, both me and my brother, you know,
right.
And I think it's different from other people. So I'm very proud of that.
Okay. So we're honoring Annette Moore right now, just for people who are just, you know, just listening in. We're honoring Annette Moore, a beautiful spirit, a dancer, and a tailor, a seamstress, you know, someone who could sew. Those are the things that her children learned from her that they acknowledge. Who else do we have on the line? And I would love for you all to hold on a minute or stay on the line. And who else do we have, Chakasha?
Yes. I'm back here.
Okay. Chakasha, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I said, is there anyone else on the line?
There's others on the line. No one else with their hands up. So
okay.
We have a lot of listeners.
But, okay. Now, to put your
hand
up.
A hand just went up.
Okay.
Okay. 773-75. Oh, all the hands went up. Okay.
Okay, great.
773-752.
Okay.
And you have a
773-4-0-1. Okay, let's take them, like the 752. Let's take that call first.
The 401?
The 752 call.
Okay, here we go. You're on.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yes.
You're on track.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
I can. Chakasha, can you hear?
It'll be up in a minute. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello?
There's a lot going on in the house right this minute.
Okay, I'll come right back to you. Hold on for a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take 401.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Who's calling?
This is Regina Henrietta.
Oh, hi, Regina. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful. And you?
Good. So tell us about your mom.
Well, my mom is Corrine Peters.
Corrine Peters.
Yes.
Okay.
And the thing that I remember the most about my mom is her the love that she shared with everyone unconditionally, and that I've captured that spirit as well, and I try to share the same love that she personified.
Okay.
In my daily life.
Okay, tell us something funny about her.
Something funny. I can't really, really remember anything really funny, but I do remember her I visualize this all the time. Her doing the two-step to Natalie's Code. This will be.
Okay. So we have some dancing moms tonight.
Oh yeah.
So she was a dancer also.
I remember it clearly. So whenever I hear that song, I just jump up and start doing that two-step and dancing with my mama.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. So my mom passed. She made her transition on, it will be 3 years on next Sunday, which is Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's going to be 3 years. And the thing that the story that I have is not really mushy. It's really a testimony for me, because it helped me to get through, along with the teachings that I have been instilled in me through my church. I am an actress, and I had a play to do on that day. And she made her transition early that morning, and the play was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to. The show must go on, as we say,
as we say,
on the stage, the show must go on. And so I went on with that show, and my character had a monologue in the play, where the character's mom had died when she was a little girl, and she had to speak about her mother making her transition.
Mm-hmm.
And it was totally dark with a spotlight on me and quiet. You could hear a pin drop. And I just, when that spotlight hit, I was nervous backstage, hyperventilating and everything, and my cast members were just saying, Regina, you know, just breathe, you know, because they knew what was going on. So they said, just breathe, just take deep breaths. And when that cue came on, I stepped out on that stage and that spotlight hit, and I delivered that monologue perfectly.
Okay.
Perfectly. And at the end of the performance, the director came out and said that I have to we were taking our vows, and she said, I have to just say that I have a cast member whose mom just made her transition this morning, and she still came, and she did her part, and she did it excellently. And she called my name, and I stepped forth, and there was just a standing ovation in the house, standing ovation. They were standing and clapping, and I could not see anyone's face in that place, but I saw my mother's face.
Uh-huh. I saw my mom's face. That's
and
a great experience to have.
Yes,
I mean, because you'll never forget that. You will never forget that.
Never forget it. And to me, that standing ovation was for my mom.
For her.
Saying,
right,
job
right.
well done. Job well done. That was not for me. That was for her. And so it was really, you know, therapeutic for me in a way. I mean, I was nervous getting to it.
Uh-huh.
But once I got through it, it was therapeutic for me. And so her service was a celebration. It was not a sad type of crying and moaning and groaning. It was a celebration of life, and all of her family members participated in the service. And it was.
Well, let me ask you something, Regina.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's been 3 years, right?
Yeah.
What would you say to people who are new in this? You know, they're new in this experience. They're going. You know, they're just kind of making this adjustment. If you could give them just one thing to share with them, what would it be?
I would say to them to celebrate life. Not to celebrate death, because there really is no death. We are all spiritual beings, and spirit lives forever. And so celebrate that spirit and carry your mom with you. She's with you in your heart. And so you carry her with you every day. So just remember the good times. Dwell on the good things. And I'm not saying don't go to the cemetery. If you feel like you need to go there, it's okay, because I still go there sometime, although I know my mom's not there. She's a free spirit. She's out doing what she was doing on a cruise ship somewhere. She's on a cruise ship somewhere. My mom loved to travel. And so I just know that my mom is on a cruise ship somewhere sailing across the water.
Okay. Well, let me ask. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Let me ask Herbie and Val, when you think about your mom doing something, what is it? What, like, where would she be like? Well, Gina just said, I know my mother's on a cruise ship somewhere. Where do you think your mom is?
I think my mom is giving counsel to somebody.
Okay.
Down. My mom was an amazing listener, and she would take it all in, and then she would flood you with this, with these ideas, and allow you to draw your own conclusions and become the person that you needed to be. She was awesome at that. That's what I think she's doing. She's giving counsel, let people know, live, do what you need to do to make you happy.
Okay, now we're celebrating Annette Moore and Corrine, is that correct?
Corrine Peters, yes.
Corrine Peters, okay. Mm-hmm. Val, before you tell me what you think, this is on track with Reverend Henrietta Byrd, International Black Summit Talk Show. And tonight we're celebrating moms who have made their transition. We're celebrating their lives and telling funny stories and just sharing with the children. Val, where do you think your mom is? If she's one place, where would that one place be?
There's got to be some food involved. Some good food. My mother loved, as she called her, groceries.
Okay.
You know, you say she got to have her some good groceries going on. And,
okay.
She liked to play cards, and she liked to dance still, you know.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Those are three things that she would be partaking in.
Okay.
Mm. And as my brother said, definitely counseling people, because
uh-huh.
that was one of the main things that she did and one of the main things that people loved her for and came to her for. I remember
stopped ringing.
My god sister would call at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, because something was going on in her life, and my mother had to get up and go to work, and me being the baby and, you know, protective of my mother, I was like, my mother is asleep, you know. She'd be like, give me the phone, you know. So hello?
We're here. We're still here.
Something just told me I was off the host queue.
Oh. I don't know.
If you can still hear me, okay.
Right, I can hear you.
So she would definitely be counseling, eating some good food, dancing, and playing cards.
Okay. Okay, Tatasha, do we have anyone else on the line?
Yes. We still didn't get back to 752. She was having technical problems, so we may want to check in with her. And then we have another caller with her hand up at 773-703.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll try 752.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, I'll try it again.
Nope.
The funniest story that I can remember, one of the funny stories, my mother was not a very funny ha-ha person.
So tell us who you are and who your mother is.
My name is Nancy, and my mom's name is Nancy. Nancy Byrd.
Okay.
Is her name. My name is Nancy. I'm a junior. And one of the things that makes me smile the most when I think about my mother is the ritual she went through when she was preparing large dinners at holiday time. It was always a routine, and there was the gravy was never going to be right. The rolls were never going to rise fast enough. My dad was never going to carve the turkey correctly, and nothing was ever going to happen when it was supposed to. And every year we went through the ritual, even though the gravy was perfect, the rolls always came out of the oven and went in on time, came out on time. Daddy always carved the turkey, just like he'd had the previous year. And it was always one of our greatest family gatherings. But every year it was like the day would not be complete unless we cursed at the gravy. talked about the don't open the oven, all of that whole routine. And it got to the point that my sisters and I kind of knew almost the dialogue. We kind of know, and so we laugh about that all the time. So that's what I think about when I think of something that makes me laugh about my mother. And it was consistent. Thanksgiving and Christmas, it was consistent.
Yeah, and that's Nancy Bird. That's my mom. She's talking about too, and she's correct. I mean, that's one of the things I thought about when I was thinking about these questions. It's every year she would curse out the gravy, you know. I mean, and she did not curse, but it was something about that gravy that would work her nerves. The gravy, the rolls, and carving that turkey. I think the funniest thing or the thing that surprised me the most, I had never seen my mother dance. I knew she liked music, but I had never seen her dance. And my aunt graduated from Gallaudet College. I don't remember what year it was. I'm guessing it was, I don't have a clue. I can't remember. But anyway, and Gallaudet is in Washington, D.C., and it's a school for the hearing impaired. And so the music was really, really loud so they could feel the rhythm of the, you know, the drums and everything like that. And so we had gone to the graduation, and we were going to the after party. And my mother, you know, she walked in. And this real tall guy, as soon as she walked in the door, he walks up to her and asks her to dance, and she went straight to the dance floor. And I was so shocked, I didn't know what to do because I had never seen her dance. I had never seen her dance, and she knew how to dance. That's what blew me away. I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know. That was one thing that I always think about. And the other thing was the dog, how the dog used to work her nerves, you know. And she didn't use profanity often, but when she did, she would put all the words together and use them all at once. She would just use them all at once. You know, S-O-B dog and, you know, just all together in one sentence. So we laugh about that. We laugh about that. Also, let me ask you, Nancy, because it's been, and it's funny because I for some reason can never remember this year, but I just know it was 96 or 97. It's been 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 13 years, and how did you make the adjustment?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I was so thrilled when my mother made her transition because she had been in such despair and sadness prior to making her transition. So I think my hardest part was before she made transition. I think by the time she made it, I had already done my grieving. I was finished with it because I was truly, truly relieved when I saw her face. When I saw her face after she had transitioned for maybe an hour or so, I knew that all was well in the world because she had not had a look like that on her face since she looked at her grandchildren. It was the same kind of peaceful look. So I really believe, and that is not to say that I do not miss her. I talk to her several times a day, and I think our relationship has become stronger since she has made her transition, even though I thought it was pretty good before. But I miss her every day. I miss her physical presence every day, but I'm never without her because my grieving came before. I was more depressed and out of sorts in watching her before she made her transition. When she made her transition, I think I was okay, or I got to be, you know, okay. And I know you were asking people earlier, you know, what they would say to people who have just lost their mom or who are still grieving even after a long, long time. I would say to just, and I hate to sound like the young folks, but I would say just do you. Mm-hmm. And whatever that means, if it means that you have to cry every day and pout and be mad at the world and all of that, do that until you finish doing it. Or if it means that you really believe joy comes in the morning, then do that. If you really believe your mother is still with you, then do that. But I think you have to allow yourself to be yourself when you lose a loved one, if you want to call it losing, if you want to call it transition, if you want to call it death, whatever it is. I don't think that we need to live up to anyone else's expectations of what that means. I'm sorry?
Oh. I was saying I agree with you 100%.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I thought I was getting a signal that I had talked too long.
Was that Herbie?
Yeah.
Herbie, was that you? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I think, whatever it takes. And, I do believe that you will wake up one morning whole and healthy and feeling good. But whatever it is you need to go through, I think you just have to go through it. I mean, we can be concerned for someone else and say, oh, I'm kind of worried about Miss Jenkins. You know, she's been grieving her husband's death so long. But so what? What do you do about it? You ain't Miss Jenkins. So, you know, I don't think there's any amount of advice or counsel, actually, that will help Miss Jenkins, except Miss Jenkins, you know, when you get ready to talk, I'm here. Or when you get ready to go shopping again, I'm here. You know, so I think just being there for the other person is more important than saying, you know, you need to snap out of it and, you know, your mama would want you to be getting on with your life. Well, how do you know? Maybe her mama does want, you know, maybe somebody's mama does want them to lay down and die with them. You don't know that. So I think, you know, we have to be careful when we give advice to people about, you know, how they should behave in a situation that we'll never know because we don't know what that person's relationship was with the loved one.
Yeah.
Henrietta?
Yes.
Yes. We have another caller with her hand up.
Okay.
773-703. And then a listener has joined on from area code 404.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Who just joined us?
We have 703 has her hand up, or his hand up.
Hello, you're on track.
Okay,
who's calling?
This is Ebony Hamlin. I'm calling from Chicago.
This is who? Say it again. I didn't get your name.
This is Ebony Hamlin.
Okay. Hi, Ebony.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling to celebrate Corrine Peters and Regina Peters.
Okay, great, great, great. So tell us a funny story about your grandmother.
A funny story? Okay, there's plenty of those. My grandmother was really a phenomenal woman, really upbeat, loved to shop, loved to go out and eat, loved to just have fun.
Wow.
And her spirit just lit up the room when she came in the room. Funny story is that I never liked to gamble, but my grandmother was very good with money somehow. And we just happened to be sitting in the house one day, and I told her that I would never go to a casino, and she just grabbed me, and we hopped on a bus, and we went to a casino. And she said, I'm going to give you $20, and I'm going to show you how money works. And that was so phenomenal to me because my grandmother was willing to go to the extent to teach me something that I didn't know just for the fun of it. And because she was older and so much outgoing, we had fun like we were best friends. And though I lost $20 within the first 5 minutes, she made me realize that money wasn't the object. It was the whole principle, the idea, and the fact that I was able to go hang out with my grandmother and spend time with her as if we were, you know, girlfriends. And that I still love about her, that's what makes me smile and keeps me going each day, knowing that her loving spirit still lives within inside of me.
That's great. That's a great story. That's a great story. And tell me, Regina, I didn't ask you this, and Nancy, what's one thing? Because I know you learned a million things, but what's the one thing that, you know, you learned from your mother, Herbie, shared about his mom teaching him how to dance and teaching him how to sew, and Valerie talked about her mom's spirit, you know, carrying that on. Regina, what's the one thing you got from your mother? One of the things, yeah.
Okay. One of the things from my grandmother, which I still receive from my mother, is love. Not just love, how to love someone else, but how to spiritually be in tune with myself, how to love myself so that I can be able to love other people, and being able to love through single situations when it feels as if I'm not being loved by other people, being able to be strong in love. And that my grandmother expressed well, and I believe it's still coming from her, but also through my mother as being the living soul here. And love has always been strong in our family, and my grandmother loved and loved and loved and loved to her spirit, well, to her physical realm, left this earth. And that, I believe, is something very strong about her, is her love. And that, to this day, is still one thing that I really admire about her. And it really helps me through each day, especially through the trials and tribulations, the ups and downs and everything, that her love and her expressing her love through my mother down.
Oh, thank you.
That I
thank
am
you. Thank you. Nancy, what about you?
Okay, that was so lovely. That was a
That was.
Was that to your grandmother?
Her grandmother, right.
That was beautiful, beautiful. Well, I think aside from her love of cooking, which everyone who knows me knows that I do love to cook, and I still have my mother's old mixer and her old cookbooks and things like that, and things that Henrietta has given to me that belong to her. I think the one main thing that I got from Mama was to provide a good home for your family at whatever cost. Provide a good home for your family, and I guess there are two. And, you know, if you are a good person, then you will receive good things in return. I don't think that was a conscious lesson, but I thought that my mother was probably one of the kindest, most generous people on earth. And I do believe that she received all of that, all that she put out, I think she got back in the love of her children, the love of her husband, the love of her grandchildren. I really do. And all of her friends, of course. But I would say those two things, you know, provide a really good home for your family, and if you are a good person, good things will come to you. Not always in the way you put them out, but they will always come back. I think that's the way she lived her life, and I think she lived it unexpecting good stuff to come. I think that there was something driving her to be a good person, and maybe she didn't even realize what it was. So I would say that. I'm still working on the second one.
Okay.
I'm doing okay with the cooking, but I'm still working on being a really good person.
Okay. Okay, Keisha, let me check back in with you to see if we have any other callers.
Okay, we are at our 10 minutes.
Okay.
And a couple of people dropped off. I don't think it was
to a fault of theirs. The only people with their hands up right now is 773-401 and 773-703. And we've been listening. We have listeners, area code 404 and, 850 is a listener, and she now has her hand up.
Okay. 850, you're on track.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, Henrietta. This is Lorraine.
Oh, hi, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm good. Your voice and the voices of all the others are just beautiful.
Oh, this is Summit Lorraine. Oh, hi. Where are you? Where are you, Lorraine?
I'm in Florida.
In Florida. Okay. So thank you for calling in. Tell us a funny story. Tell us your mom's name.
My mother is alive and well here in Florida, and my grandmother is alive and well here in Florida.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
I just wanted to share, listening to everyone, an experience I had where I was doing a lot of writing, and when I was writing different things about my mom and just my relationship with my mom and my life with my mom, I actually went into this really powerful meditation space, and what came to me was what I call a soft chant. And basically, it's just an opportunity to just still your mind, your spirit, your heart, and just sit silently and be with the energy and the essence of the space of mother. And the chant that came to me was, my mother, my heart. My mother, my heart. My mother, my heart. And I just kept, like, softly chanting that. And I was, like, fully in the experience of my mother and just in love and appreciation of her. And so I was just led to raise my hand and say that for those people whose mom is still present here on the planet and those people whose mom have made their transition, you know, in any moment when you really want to connect with that energy of your mom, you can just sit in the silence. That's where spirit lives, in the silence. And I do believe the essence and the spirit of mother lives in our heart. And so I just would like to leave people with that, whoever it, you know, contributes to, you know, great. If not, I've raised my hand and I've spoken.
Thank you, Lorraine. Thank you. I will do that. That's a nice meditation, my mother, my heart, you know. That feels good. That feels good when you say it, you know.
Yes.
I think about that. I really appreciate you calling in. And this is On Track with Henrietta Byrd at the International Black Summit talk show. And just want everybody to go to blacksummit.org and look at the website and look at the summit event that's being held in London this year. It's the first weekend in August, as it is every year. But I think this year it starts on July 30th, that Thursday. And it goes throughout that weekend. Takesha, do we have one more caller?
Well, everybody who's had their hand up has spoken.
Okay.
Okay. You know,
okay.
And we have 6 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, guess what? Area code 404 just raised their hand.
Okay. Okay.
There you go.
You're on track.
Hey, good evening. How's everybody? This is Edward Robbie.
Yeah.
Hope all is well. And I'm here working at my computer, so let me just kind of check in. I just kind of remember the time. Let me try to check in and see what's going on.
Okay. Well, we're celebrating moms tonight and moms who've made their transition. And our conversation is about how we celebrate during this period, you know, that leads up to Mother's Day.
You know what? For me, what kind of comes to my mind is, I guess, is a very broad sense. And I thought about this, and I remember when Perry had an aunt that died. This was like some years back.
What's your name, sir?
Edward Darby.
Edward Darby. Okay.
Yeah. And what came to my mind was the thought of, at some point in time, wanting to become an elder in my family. So it's like being, I guess, very intentional about in the now, in the present, you know, quote unquote, arm myself with kind of knowledge and wisdom at some point in time that I want to be, you know, at the top, you know, of my lineage. But, you know, also in doing that, being responsible for, you know, what I learn, what I have to share, or, you know, what an elder is symbolic to. So that was the first thing that kind of came to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing that comes to mind was the idea, you know, it'll always be something that when someone who dies and you kind of cry or you feel bad or however you feel or in the celebration, however you choose to word that, is there's something about that person that you will always miss.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always say the best way to honor anybody, whoever dies, is for you to find that thing or that piece or that attribute, whatever that person was for you, chances are it's not in your life. That's why it stands out to you in them. So it's to be able to find whatever that is and instill that thing in your life. I think that's the best way to honor that person. My mother's still alive, but to me, when you just look in general, the concept of death, and, you know, that occurs, those are the two things that kind of come to my mind. First of all, understanding that, you know, at some point in time, I want to be an elder, so just kind of arm myself mentally with wisdom, you know, from my experience, you know, to be respected in that regard. And then secondly, just finding those things about the person that I will miss and instill those things in my life. And I think that's the best way to honor anybody, you know, who transitions or passes on.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And Lorraine, I appreciate your call. Herbie and Val are calling in and honoring their mother, Annette Moore, and Regina and her daughter, Ebony, honoring Corrine Peters, and Nancy Rodney, honoring Nancy Bird, who's also my mother. Acacia on the switchboard today, thank you so much for everything. When you go into Mother's Day this week, you know, when you think about it, when you think about, like, just honor, you know, honor, I guess, is the word, you know, to go into this week that leads up to Mother's Day and honoring this person who was the vessel that brought you here, whether they transitioned or not, you know, just to really honor this person, whether it's your biological parent or not, but the person that you call mother, the person that you respect as mother, and give thanks for the time and the energy and all of the whatever it was that you went through, and just understand that you are where you are today because of your mother. And that's just a wonderful thing to be able to say, you know. And you hear nothing but greatness, you know, discussed tonight, just how wonderful these people have been and still are. You know, Nancy talked about having a conversation with her mother 2 and 3 times a day, you know. And so keeping that communication open because, like Takesha, who's on the switchboard tonight, she shared with us one time at the summit that your ancestors are always there for you. And you can call them out, you know, because she showed us, you know, she said, don't, you know, just call their names and say, don't you see I need some help? That's what she said one time. When she said, you see I need some help? Help me. You know,
yeah.
You know, just call on them. You know, call them out. Mm-hmm. And you know, because you know what they're going to say. And you know what they're going to do. And so, you know, it's wonderful to understand that they really haven't gone anywhere. You know, that they're always here to lead us and guide us and direct us, you know. So I thank everyone who called in tonight, Herbie, Val, Nancy, Regina, Ebony, Takesha,
Lorraine and the gentleman from Atlanta. I missed your name again. Ed, was it?
Edward Darby, right.
Okay, and Glenn, if he's listening in, and for those of you who will listen at another time, we're honoring our mothers who have transitioned, and you're on track with Henrietta Byrd. Thank you so much for calling, and next week, International Black Summer Talk Show is on every Sunday, same time, same station, blogtalkradio.com, same telephone number. And Takesha, tell us a little bit about your show for next week. Takesha? Okay, I must have dropped her.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
Yeah,
can you tell us? Well, let me tell you about Takesha Stone, the part that I love. Takesha is a storyteller, and she has committed to spending she's a retired school teacher, and she's committed to spending this particular year in a different place every 3 months. So she just completed the first quarter in Belize, and now she's spending this second quarter in New Orleans, helping to rebuild part of that. So, Takesha, tell us about your show next week.
Thank you. Yes. It's called Let's Celebrate, and I'm here in New Orleans, so I'm going to take the time to actually have people here in New Orleans speak out and let us know what's happening in New Orleans. A lot of people say, do they still need help? What does it look like? So I'm going to have a guest speaker on, one young man who is here in New Orleans going to college, and he's going to share almost like a before, a middle, and an after Hurricane Katrina. Hopefully I'll have some young people who came down just this past weekend. 100 people came in from different locations out of the request of Benita and Paige, young people who were our youth facilitators. And did
Hello?
I don't hear anything either.
Yeah, I think her call dropped. But anyway, Takesha's show is the second Sunday, and then on the third Sunday, we have Clara does a show called Vision Works, and then the fourth Sunday, the Man of the Month, and that's with Glenn Greenridge, and he highlights a wonderful man every month. Men that are doing just great things. He's going to have to get my husband Herbie on that show. So
that's right.
He can, we can find out what's going on, but I'll hook you all up so you can be on that show, Herbie. And then the second and the fourth Tuesday, Glenn does a show, a finance show, and most of the people are from Wall Street. You know, they're in New York. They're African-American people who are in New York, and they're on there. And it's a really great show to find out a lot of things about investing and real estate. And, I mean, they talk about anything that has to do with money. They talk about it. Glenn is in New York. And we have a good time every Sunday night. So, tune in, blogtalkradio.com, and go to International Black Summit Talk Show. I'm on the first Sunday of every month on track, and we usually just check in to see if we're focused on the goals that we made in January or in December. You know, are we focused? Have we gotten off course? Do we need to get back on? And we kind of check in. We just took this night to honor just to honor the mothers and to allow people who are just kind of going through it to listen to people who've been through it. And I wanted to have a show that people would be archived so people could go on and listen to it. And they could hear some fun things from people whose moms had transitioned already so that they will know that it does eventually get lighter. Yeah. Yeah. So my love to everyone, and thank you so much for calling in. And I will talk to you soon. God bless.
Love you, girl.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Henrietta.
Yes.
Lorraine, call me.
Who? Say it again.
This is Lorraine. Call me.
Okay, I need a number, Lorraine.
Are we still recording?
We are still recording.
No, it's not streaming. It's actually not streaming.
Oh, it's not. Hi, Glenn. I was wondering where you were.
Yeah, I was out here listening.
Okay.
The number is 850
590-3418. Okay.
How are you giving people my number?
Yeah, I just wrote it down.
My mother, my life. My mother, my heart.
My mother, my heart.
Right,
yeah,
that's what you gave
chance.
Us.
That's a great chance, yeah.
Yeah.
Why you put that over there, baby? Let me get off.
Okay.
All right, y'all, I'm out.
All right, thank you.
Love
thank
y'all.
You, everybody.
All right. Call
me.
Okay, I'll call you. I'll call you back. I have to charge my phone. Thank you, my sister.